We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're up to the third chapter of the ninth Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, now that we know a little bit about who he was, he says the following. Kol she'irat cheto kodemet lechochmato. All whose fear of transgression precedes their wisdom, chochmato mitkayemet, their wisdom will last. Vechol, and all, shechochmato kodemet li'irat cheto, that their wisdom precedes their fear of transgression, in chochmato mitkayemet, their wisdom will not last. We'll finish the Mishnah, even though we won't learn all the commentary today. Hu haya omer, he also used to say, kol shemasav merubin chochmato, all whose actions are greater than their wisdom, chochmato mitkayemet, their wisdom will last. V'chol shechochmato merubam mimasav, and all whose wisdom is greater than their actions, in chochmato mitkayemet, their wisdom will not last. So we'll see Rabbeinu Yonah on that. Linyan ishtadlut ne'emar hadavar. When Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said one's fear of transgression must precede their wisdom, he's talking about hishtadlut. Hamishtadel adat chokhma. When a person works to know, kedei sheyeda lishmot nafsho minachet v'nechkam, and he says, I want to know what to do so that I don't do what's wrong, and in the course of knowing what to do, I will gain knowledge. So my purpose in learning is to do what's right. So his fear of transgression precedes his desire for knowledge. It's more, let me get it right. Chochmato mitkeim biyado, then his knowledge will last in his hand. V'nimtza poresh min averot v'oseh mitzvah kasher lamed v'eskil. And ultimately he'll find himself performing the mitzvot the way he's learned, and also growing in his knowledge. He will know more and more. Both will happen. But when chokhmato kodemet liyirato, but when his desire for wisdom, lo hishtadel mitchila ladat ha-chokhmah kedei lekayma, he didn't come to learn in order to observe. He came to learn as a science. Let me see what the Torah has to say. Ki im la'avin v'la'askil, all he wanted to do was know Torah, but it's not about observing and performing, lo titkeim biyado, it won't last. V'adinoten, and it's logical that way. So that's the first prat Rabbeinu Yonah gives us. When we come to learn, we have to learn with intent. I need to live a correct life. So if I learn that way, then I'll get both. I'll lead a correct life and I'll know it. Now this is an important tool in all of our learning. If we can learn for the sake of performing, can we see where to apply what we've learned? Rav Shlomo Zalman used to say, when you finish learning something, think for a minute, where does this apply to life? Where is this going to be relevant for me? And then the learning is alive. Davar acher, an alternate pshat. Bizman shirat cheto shel adam kodem lechochmato, nimtza kshu lamed mishamarto umashrato lelech bederech shugal lelechet ba mikama yimin kshu yarechet. We're talking about a person's growth in observance. First, a person has to grow in being careful not to transgress. And we see this. I'm saying this is a very interesting point. You see people that are very knowledgeable, but they're not so respectful of observing what they've learned. And then you see people who are very, very careful to observe, but they're not so knowledgeable about what they've learned. Very often you see this with Chozrim B'Tshuva. They have the greatest, greatest intentions, and they really want to observe. They just don't know it yet. They know a certain amount. There's a rabbi who's very famous today who tells about himself that he grew up non-observant. And when he started learning Torah and mitzvot, he was so excited about what he was learning that he started teaching. So he's learning and teaching. And he hadn't yet gotten up to the mitzvah. You're not supposed to shave with a razor. So every morning he's shaving with a razor before he goes to teach the other people. He was in a yeshiva for Chozrim B'Tshuva. And he himself was learning there. But he was so excited about what he was learning that he took people who knew less than him and he was teaching them. But in the morning he was shaving with a razor. This is what he tells about himself. Okay, he didn't know yet. But you know what? The Mishnah says if your fear of transgression, if your Yirat Chet is developed. So then when you learn, you're going to get it right. and the learning will last. We find very often that Chozrim B'Tshuva charge ahead. You see them covering ground, and what a person who is a Chozer B'Tshuva could accomplish in 2 years, someone else doesn't accomplish in five. And this might be one of the components why Chozrim B'Tshuva are so successful at learning. Because they really have Yirat Chet that precedes Chochmato. They've come to the conclusion this is right, so that desire to get it right is so forceful within them long before the knowledge has come in. And so within a person finds himself loving what he's learning more and more. And then he desires to know more. Let me learn more because it'll help him keep the path that he's already accustomed to. The path that says, let me do what's right. This is a phenomenal concept. One of the guys here once said a line that I haven't gotten over. He said, we here at Machon Meir have all come here with the thought, what's right in life? And sometimes you meet someone who has not gone through Machon Meir and you ask him, what's right in life? And they look at you like, I never thought about that. You never thought about it? Well, I was born this way. I grew up this way. I've been doing this. I never thought about it. It's mind-boggling. When a person has that thought, when he's developed within himself, I want to do what's right. That's what brought me here. So then when I'm learning, wow, great. Now I'm learning, and now I can do what I wanted to do all along. Aval bizman shechokhmato shel adam kodemet liyirat cheto. But when a person comes and it's a science, let me learn it. I don't yet know if I even want to observe this. Nimtzet hachokhma monat oto ma'avrot shehu gal bem, v'sofo livot ma, lefi shedomeh alav kemasui. What's going to happen is, if we haven't developed the desire to do what's right before we come to Torah, so then you come to Torah and the Torah is telling you not to do things that you're used to doing. And then ultimately a person says, I don't want to do that. It's just a burden. And then the Torah doesn't last. Meaning that I used to say, the first years I was here, when we didn't have Pirkei Avot, all my classes were just informational. We'd cover a ton of ground in prophets, a ton of ground in learning the philosophies of the Torah, the different opinions on the parsha, and the mitzvot. I used to say my class is least important. And the guys always used to ask me, why? We cover so much ground. And I said, yes, you're getting information. But whether you'll observe that information or not is not about knowledge. It's first about yirat chet. It's first about developing your emunah, your connection. And so back then, I didn't have any classes that involved emunah or musar or yirat chet. Now, Baruch Hashem, we're doing other stuff. But back then, all the classes were just informational. What's the halacha? That's not going to get you to keep the halacha. Once you have yirat chet, so then the knowledge is a necessary component. But the first, the most basic, is that connection. That's first. Yeah.